Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Crash MotoGP podcast. And it is a short update. It's an emergency podcast. It'll just be me, Jordan Morland, covering this. Pete and Rob are off. And yeah, if you haven't seen the news already, Liberty Media has announced the acquisition of MotoGP. This new agreement will see Dorna Sports, the exclusive commercial and television rights holder of MotoGP, remain an independent run company attributed to Liberty Media's F1 group. Carmelo Ezpeleta, who's been the CEO since 1994, will remain in his position and will continue to run the business with his management team. Now, the offices and the business will still remain in Madrid. The acquisition is of $4.2 billion. It will see Liberty Media acquire approximately 86% of Dorna, with Dorna Management retaining 14% of their equity in the business. The transaction reflects an enterprise value of Dorna / MotoGP of €4.2 billion and an equity value of €3.5 billion, with MotoGP's existing debt balance expected to remain in place after close. Just going on to what Greg Maffei, the Liberty Media president and CEO, said. He said, "We are thrilled to expand our portfolio of leading live sports and entertainment assets with the acquisition of MotoGP. MotoGP is a global league with a loyal, enthusiastic fan base, captivating racing, and the highly cash flow generative financial profile. Carmelo and his management team have built a great sporting spectacle that we can expand to a wider global audience. The business has significant upside. We intend to grow the sport for MotoGP fans, teams, commercial partners, and our shareholders. That was Greg Maffei's statement. Carmelo Ezpeleta, the CEO of Dorna, has said, "This is the perfect next step in the evolution of MotoGP, and we are excited for what this milestone brings to Dorna, the MotoGP paddock, and racing fans. We are proud of the global sport we've grown, and this transaction is testament to the value of the sport today and its growth potential. Liberty has an incredible track record in developing sport assets, and we could not wish for a better partner to expand MotoGP's fan base around the world." At the very end of that statement, it says the acquisition is expected to be completed by year end of 2024. And of course, as we have mentioned in previous podcasts, it is subject to the receipt of clearances and approvals by competition and foreign investment law authorities in various jurisdictions. Essentially, the EU have to cover this and it'll have to go through balances checks. But yeah, there you go. There's so many questions that we have about this takeover. And let's not forget, I forgot to even mention it there, Dorna is also the exclusive rights holder of course, Moto 2, Moto 3, Moto E, and of course, the World Superbike Championship and the new FIM Women's Circuit Racing World Championship. So everything is included in that. It's not just MotoGP that's been bought over, it is, of course, all those other series. Big day for MotoGP. It is April the 1st, and a lot of people have been thinking it's an April Fool's joke. Can assure you it isn't. This is the future for MotoGP. Liberty Media, so much success with F1, and they have now acquired MotoGP. I think it's a good step in the future for the sport. We'll get a lot of two sides to this argument. You know, fans are going to be happy. Some are not going to be happy. But what I have to say is, give Liberty Media a chance. The completion of this won't be until the end of 2024, like we say. And it has to go through all these scrutinary checks with legislation. So 2025, we'll see how it progresses from there. But yeah, MotoGP, Liberty Media, they are going to want to grow this sport in a similar way they have done with F1. And it really comes down to distribution and promotion of the content. MotoGP has a great product, and sometimes I just feel in its current model, it doesn't get the exposure it deserves. And yeah, let's just see what can happen in the future. I'm not too caught up in the whole, they're going to change this, they're going to change that. You can't do that straight away from an aspect of looking in. They just can't change regulations. Of course, that has to be all done within the FIM. There's no worry here in terms of what is going to happen with the product. I think it's going to be a great thing for MotoGP in terms of promotion, social media. For fans who want to create content, we've seen in F1 how they have lifted restrictions from fans using content on broadcasts. There's been a lot of changes with F1 for the good. Yes, the action might be boring sometimes, but we do have F1 at its peak, and I think it's never been as popular. And of course, it's very different to motorcycles. There's a lot of questions that fans will have. Cost of video pass, will it change in the future? Cost of Grand Prix tickets, access to the riders. You know, we've seen a big change from Dorna in the past year with sprint races. And of course, the access to the fans. They have that rider parade and also the fan walk as well. Will we see even more of that as Liberty come in? Also, things like the calendar changes as well. I do think, you know, MotoGP is at its limit in terms of the amount of races that we have throughout a year. And I'm a big fan of MotoGP. Of course, it's my job to talk about it. But it gets to the point, you know, if it had been a 22 race calendar like we were promised this year, very demanding for people who work in the sport, the riders, the mechanics, everyone. Even myself as a social media manager, it's demanding. And yeah, we know with the F1 calendar, 24 races, it's very demanding. And essentially, if the demand is there for people to want to go to Grand Prix all around the world, these companies will try and get a race no matter what, and they will fit it in. And I think this is something that we need to look at in terms of balance, because Liberty wants to get more eyes on their product, and the only way to do that is to have it constantly on. A bit like football, for example. Football is on every single week, barring when the summer break is on. Even when you have international breaks, it's still there. And, you know, F1 isn't competing in a motorsport sphere anymore. It's competing against other sports. You know, it's made it into that territory. And realistically, can MotoGP get there? Yes. Will it take a lot of work? Absolutely. But let's see what Liberty Media can do. I think that there's plenty of upside to this. And for the fans, I do think it will be better. Like I said, the news is only broke, and I think it's going to take a while for this to settle in. It probably will go quiet for a while, and then we'll get more news about what their plans are for the future. And of course, if the deal goes through, which I expect it will, because you know they wouldn't have announced it otherwise. I think this deal will go through in the end, and we'll see from the start of 2025 how everything shapes up. Let's see what can happen with MotoGP in the future. But yeah, Liberty Media, they've acquired 86% of Dorna, and it's going to be an interesting year ahead. We can see gradual changes. Will they change the logo? What are they going to do with the feeder series? Are they going to make Moto2 and Moto3 like F2 and F3? Are they going to have it completely separate from the Grand Prix of MotoGP? Who knows what the plan could be for the future? But we can expect more promotion, better social media usage, and just making our sport the best it can be. And it deserves to be the best because it is a product that is far better than F1. Who knows what's going to happen? We could get a Netflix series. Yeah, I'm just kind of rambling on now. But this is just a short update. Really interested to hear your thoughts on all of this. You know, it's a big seismic shift in the world of motorsport. Now, this did try to happen in 2006 with CVC, but of course, EU law didn't allow it to happen. I believe the circumstances are slightly different now, and I do think this will go through. We'd love to hear your thoughts on why you think this is a good idea, why you think it's not a great idea. I'm really interested, you know, because the argument is very split at the moment, and I do think we're still quite in the early days of it. We haven't got that much information about what strategy plan for the future is with MotoGP. Change is something that not really anyone likes, and it will take time for them to get used to how MotoGP works. Like I said, it's a very different sport to F1. Yes, they might race around the same circuits, might be Grand Prix racing, but they're vastly different. You know, we have a very different product, and very interested to see how Liberty could manage MotoGP in a way of adding things that are good about F1, already expanding on the good points of MotoGP. Very interested in this. Love to get your perspective as a listener. And yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment below. Let us know your good points, your bad points. It's a very open topic. I'm very much in the same camp as you. I'm still trying to process everything. But yeah, if you've listened to this on wherever you listen to your podcast, give us a 5-star review. Make sure to follow, subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from so you never miss another episode. Like I said, this is a short update. It's an emergency podcast. Like I said, just myself today doing the update. Rob and Pete will be back next week with a preview for the America's Grand Prix. And of course, we will discuss this news further. Many more opinions from yourselves. If you want to even ask a question, leave them in the YouTube comments below, and we will get round to answering some of them. But until next time, we'll see you then.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.